Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 26 inhlangula 2020 nguPraxedes Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Inani lasebefunyane bele COVID-19 eZimbabwe selikumakhulu edlula amahlanu lengxenye 551. Emhlabeni jikelele sebeyizigidi phose ezilishumi 9.7 million.
Ethu Consul General zakhulumisana laye la ukuthi abantu bahlolwe bengangena emabhasini besiye ekhaya. Bavele babekwe lapha singathi na quarantine ngolwasemzini khonapha kwele South Africa ukuthi kwenzele ukuthi bengahambi baye ekhaya bayethelela abanye. Wakuvuma lokho.
Abenhlanganiso yezizalwane zeZimbabwe esezihlala kwele South Africa bathi lokhu bekhankasela ukubana abaphindela ekhaya baqale bahlolwe igciwane le-COVID-19 bengakasuki kulelozwe.
Igama lami nguVuyo Brown, stage name. Ibizo lami nguNofeza Vuyelwe Thungwei. Ngaphakathi nge-14 Mhlabele Church and of course the school at Dominican Convent Bulawayo. Professionally ngasemqalisa 2014 kwangena khona professionally to start ukwenza into zokucula.
Kuhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje silomculi wakoBulawayo ocula umdumo wengoma zokholo uNokufeza Vuyelwe Thungwei odume ngelithi Vuyo Brown. Zonke lezindaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Kulabantu abangamashumi amabili lanye 21 abatholakale bele COVID-19 eZimbabwe ekutshoneni kwelanga langolwesine. Laba bantu ngabanye babagcinwe endaweni zama quarantine centers abangene elizweni bevela emazweni angomakhelwane abalisa kwele South Africa, Mozambique, leBotswana. Lokhu kuhle kwakhuphula inani lasebefunyanwe bele COVID-19 eZimbabwe laya kwabangamakhulu edlula amahlanu lengxenye 551. Abasinde kulesi sifo lokhu bengamashumi phose ayisithupha 59. Asebebulewe yiso labo lokhe beyisithupha. Asebehloliwe ukubana bale COVID-19 loba hatshi lokhu laqhamukayo eZimbabwe ngombimbitho lonyaka. Sebezinkulungwane ezedlula amashumi ayisithupha 64,520. Emhlabeni jikelele abatholakale bele coronavirus sebeyizigidi phose ezilishumi 9.7 million kuthi asebebulewe yileli gciwane sebezinkulungwane phose amakhulu amahlanu 492,552. Abasinde kulumkhuhlane beyizigidi ezedlula ezinhlanu 5,276,705. Kubika abenhlanganiso eye Worldometer. Emazweni awezwekazi le-Afrika asebebanjwe belegciwane leli sebezinkulungwane ezedlula amakhulu amathathu 337,315. Labulala inkulungwane phose eziyisishiyagalolunye 8,863. Kwasinda inkulungwane ezedlula ezilikhulu lengxenye 161,254. Kubika abenhlanganiso e-African Union. Kunjalo nje, ngesikhathi inani labantu abalegciwane le-COVID-19 liloku likhuphuka elizweni, ikakhulu libangelwa yilabo abavela kwele South Africa. Inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa ithi iloku ikhankasela ukubana abaphindela ekhaya baqale bahlolwe leli gciwane bengakasuki kulelozwe. Umnumzana Ngqabutho Sibanda, umgcini sihlalo walinhlanganiso uthi sebekweze lesi sicelo esigodlweni someli weZimbabwe kwele South Africa, lapho isiphathamandla sikahulumende uConsular General athembise ukuba bazacubungula lolu daba. Asizweni umnumzana Sibanda esichasisela okuningi ngalolu daba.
Ngemva kokunanzelela ukuthi abantu abaningi ababanjwa belo laleli gciwane okuthiwa yi-COVID-19 ma befika ekhaya ngabantu abasuka lapha e-South Africa, sakhulumisana layo iconsulate uconsul general sakhulumisana laye ukuthi kumele kube lendlela ukuthi abantu bahlolwe bengangena emabhasini besiya ekhaya ukwenzela ukuthi abalalo leligciwani bavele babekwe lapha singathi nayi quarantine ngolwasemzini khona apha kwele South Africa ukuthi kwenzela ukuthi bengahambi baye ekhaya bayethelela abanye wakuvuma lokho kodwa lathi kuyasimangaza ukuthi lokho sithola impiko yokuthi ke abantu abanenge ekhaya abalalo leligciwane ngabantu abasuka ngapha kwele South Africa asikwazi ukuthi kungani uhulumeni waseZimbabwe kumbe embassy yaseZimbabwe abantu abasuka lapha ingabahlola ukuthi balalo yincile leligciwane
siyabona ukuthi abanye abavela khona ngapha kwele South Africa besiya eZimbabwe bayabaleka endaweni lapho abalondolozwa khona besahlolwa okuthiwa ngama quarantine centers bathola yini lolu lwazi bengakayi eZimbabwe ukuthi ngempela bazahlolwa ukwenzela ukuthi bazilungiselele bengabaleki
abantu bayabaleka lapha abahleli khona ngoba sithola impiko yokuthi abantu kabahlalanga ngendlela eyiyo abaphathekanga kuhle emalangeni adlulileyo sike sakhulumisana lomunye osemaswingo owasuka lapha eSouth Africa ohlezi khona othi yena baphom ngufakwa behlanganiswe ukudla kuyashoda kanti futhi le ndaba leyokuthiwa i-social distancing ayikho bahlala bebaneki okwenza ukuthi kube lula ukuthi umkhuhlane ombe igciwane leli bathelelani so ukungahlali kahle endaweni lapho abafakwe khona yikho okwenza ukuthi babaleke beze bethi bona kungcono ukuthi bayezihlalela emakhaya abo siyanxosa ke uhulumeni waseZimbabwe ukuthi kumele aphathe abantu ngendlela efanele laba abahlele ku-quarantine ukwenzela ukuthi umkhuhlane lo ungamemetheki siyaphambili
lizalandelela yini ukuhulumende weZimbabwe khona ngapho kwele South Africa ukubona ukuthi isicelo senu uza sihlolisisa
Well, ambona ukuthi sizaphinda sibuye silandelane futhi lo Consul General ngoba uhlupho lwethu ngolwethu sonke bona njengama authorities kumele labo babe worried kuyabe sekungani thina sithi ba report ekithi thina sasifaka umbono ukuthi yikhona lokho esikubona kumele kwenzakale sicabangayo nxa bona bekubona ngenye indlela kunzima ukuthi thina singathini ngiyabonga
Lo Mnumzana Ngqabutho Sibanda umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Community in South Africa Ukwe lo standekile emhlanga we Studio 7 ekhona ngale kwele South Africa
Umsakazo weVoice of America osakaza kuzwekazi leAfrica okugoqela eZimbabwe ususebenzisa iSatellite SES 5 kuband leC-band. Uyenelisa njalo ukusithola kuIntelsat 20 loba nje siza kuma ekupheleni kukaNhlangula ukuyisebenzisa. Nxa lifisa ukuba kwazi okuningi ngalokhu, ngenani ebelenjini be-internet. Livule ikhasi leVOA Ndebele elithi www.voandebele.com. Okunye uza kuthola njini bokuxhumana obe Facebook ku VOA Ndebele la ku Twitter ku VOA Ndebele saqhubekela phambili silethulela indaba ezilohlonzi ngendlela esiphakeme
Okokela inhlanganiso yababalisi abafundisa emaphandleni umnumzana Obed Masaraure ubochiwe eHarare lamhlanje wasiwa edolobheni leMashingo uMasaraure usiwe kulelo dolobho ukuze ayethonisiswa khona ngale ngoba kulapho ababalisi benhlanganiso yakhe e-Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe abatshengisele khona ngumvulo bekhonona ngeholo eliphansi abalitholayo. Umlondolozi Ndlovu we-Studio 7 usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ukubotshwa kukaMasaraure kuza ngesikhathi uhulumende esethethwa umlando wokwephula amalungelo kaZulu ngokwehluleka ukupha abantu iy'dingeko zabo empilweni ikakhulu ngalesi sikhathi ilizwe libhekane lobunzima bokulwisana le-COVID-19 lokwethusela labo abatshengiselayo. Isikhulumeli se-Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe ATUZ, umnumzana Nation Mudzitirwa, uchazisa ngokubotshwa ngomkhokheli wenhlanganiso yakhe.
Umkhokheli wehlanganiso yethu umnumzana Obed Masaraure ubotshwe namhla ngabe law and order Harare bagcine bemtransfer bemkhambisa eMasingo Central Police Station mayelana ngendaba yokuthengisela okwayenzakala mhla ka 22 June. Kodwa into leyi ayisiphathi kahle njengenhlanganiso njengesisebenzi ngoba yilungelo lethu elokuthi sithengisele.
Igqwetha likaMasara Ure umnumzana Tunderai Bhatasara uthi kakukabi sobala ukuba icala alethethwa yiliphi esithi bambophele ukubuthanisa abantu okungekho emthethweni. Unobhala wenhlanganiso yezisebenzi eZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions umnumzana Jafet Moyo uthi lesi sehlakalo siveza sobala ukuba uhulumende weZimbabwe akahloniphi amalungelo kaZulu.
United Nations bayaqamba ke amanga bethi baya reforma baya chinja ke ukwenza ka ukwenza kwawo but asikuboni phela ukwenza kwabo I report ka Monhlate ke eyathi bangaze bakhahlameza abantu bangaze badubula abantu bangaze bachaya abantu bangaze babopha abantu abangalacala kodwa sibona ke lokho beqhubekela phambili besenza into efanayo ngesikhathi sikamgabe ke sasikhangelane lamapholisa okwamanje ke sikhangelane lamasosha agqoke ezamapholisa.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngumnumzana Mavela Sikhumalo, isikhulumeli se-Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, yena othi uhulumende kumele alungisise izikhalazo zezisebenzi kulokulwisana lazo.
Njenge-Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition siyabona ukuthi operating environment lapha eZimbabwe yama CSOs lamanye ama non-governmental organizations iyala lokhe isiringa day in day out. Uhulumende lo okhona kathesi ozithi yena new dispensation sehlukuluza amalungelo abantu, sehlukuluza njalo amalungelo ama institutions azimeleleyo wodwa njengama CSOs.
Imizamo yokukhuluma lesikhulumeli samapolisa umnumzana Ponya athi ehlule njengoba bengadobhi ucingo lwakhe njalo engaphenduli imibuzo ayithunyelwe enkundleni kamakhalekhukhwini eyeWhatsApp. Ababalisi be-Atus bangene ezitaladeni zeMasingo ngomvulo betshengisela besola umumo oselizweni njalo befuna ukuholiswa ngedola leMelika. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Live talk lamhlanje sikhangela udubo lwenkohlakalo eZimbabwe osoluphazamisa intuthuko yezomnotho welizwe. Kodwa likhumbule izihlobo, alenelisi ukungena kuhlelo ngocingo njengoba sisebenzela emakhaya kungenxa yokusabalala kwegciwane le-COVID-19. Aba mabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo ezweni aveza imibono yawo ngodubo lwamanzi olwehlele idolobho lakobulawayo. Bonke abamabandla la bayamsola umunisipala wakobulawayo kanye lohulumende ngodubo lwamanzi angcolileyo asebangele ukulahlekelwa imiphefumulo kwabambalwa lokubanjwa ngumkhuhlane wesihudo bethi kulobuchapha obenziwayo lapha. Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba.
Labantu asebebulewe isihudo esiqhamuke kobulawayo ngemva kokunatha amanzi angahlanzekanga. Kulabedlula abangamakhulu ayisikhombisa abalaliswe esibhedlela sempilo, abanye begula besezindlini. Lokhu yikho okwenze abamabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo amsole uhulumende lomunisipala ukuthi abangathathi amanyathelo aqinileyo okulungisisa lolu dubo lokhe lesi sihudo siqhamuke kuleli dolobho. Umgcini sihlalo wezaphu ezansi emandebeleni umnumzana Matthew Sibanda uthi ukubulawa kwabantu ngesihudo esibangelwa ngamanzi kuyaqala edolobheni leli elaziwa ngokuhlanzeka ezweni lonke.
Ngendaba yamanzi isiphathisa esizobuhlungu kakhulu kwabulawayo ukubana kukube lento efana laleyi ukuthi ama-councillors ayekele abantu benatha amanzi angcolileyo abathale Rusi. But thina sicabangela ukuthi ukhansili asiloqiniso ngoba emalangeni basitshele bathi amanzi akukame soweja aselungelwe ukunathwa ngabantu bawasebenzisa. Khonapho uma beqeda ukukhuluma khona ukuze abantu sebesifa bebulawa ngamanzi kuthiwa amanzi alingcolile ale rusti. So asilashiwa lokuthi into abasitshela yona ukuthi irusti liqiniso kumbe kungamanga. So hayi, ukhansili kazama ukulungisa indaba yakhe lamakhansili wona lawo ayiwa khona akhethwayo.
Umongameli weMthwakazi Republic Party uMnumzana Mqondisi Moyo uthi abajabuli ngohlupho lwamanzi osolule minyaka ukhansili lohulumende benyathela ndawonye.
Asijabuli ngohlupho lwamanzi osoluthethe iminyaka lungalungiswa nguhulumende weZimbabwe kunye lekhansili ekhona kathesi kakhulu ekhokhelwa yi-MDC esosinanzela ukuthi sokuze kwabulalisa abantu abangafika i-9 kodwa uhulumende kakaphumile sisombulu kwesingenza ukuthi uhlupho lwamanzi kobulawayo luphele.
Umabhalani weZimbabwe Communist Party kobulawayo uMnumzana Bekithemba Lubambo uthi izakhamizi azisuthiseki ngendlela ikhansili ebaphatha ngayo.
Izakhamizi ziveze ukungasuthiseki ngendlela ikhansili ebaphethe ngayo. Bathi bona loba abagulayo bebeselatshwa ukungelambadala, abalahlekelweyo abancediswanga ngalutho. Bathi bona kuyinhlamba ukuthi ikhansili ithi imigqomo yabo yiyo elamagciwane amanzi abo aklini.
Isikhulumi sebandla le-MDC Alliance kobulawayo uMnumzana Swithin Chirodza usole uhulumende ethi usevale ikhansili ukukhuluma ngodubo lwamanzi.
Into ekhona bekumele uhulumende engavali i-press conference kaMayor uSolomon Gunu ngoba kuthangi sihambe emhlahlandela sifuna ukuzwa ukuthi kuhamba njani eluveni. Kodwa saye kuzwa ukuthi uhulumende sevale i-press conference Mayor. Njalo nxa sikhangela i-chronicle iphepha likahulumende lisitshela ukuthi ama-results were inconclusive kusitsho ukuthi ngabalayo impendulo.
UTown Clerk wedolobho lakobulawayo uMnumzana Christopher Dube walile ukukhuluma le-Studio 7 ngodaba lwamanzi lokubhubha kwabantu kuleli dolobho. Ekhuluma ngemva komhlangano wedale labaphathintambo elekhabhinethi eHarare ngolwesibili, umphathintambo wezokwethulwa kwemibiko unkosikazi Monica Mutswangwa uvumile ukuba ngempela kobulawayo kulodubo nanku sokufe abantu abayisifica munwemunye. Uqhubeke unkosikazi Mutswangwa ethi yikho bethethe inyathelo lokunikeza umanisipala wakobulawayo izigidi ezedlula eziyisikhombisa zamadola i-7.4 million. Le yimali athe izasetshenziswa ukwemba imigodi yamanzi esengeza kuleyo ayipha izinwa ngenyanga edluleyo ukuthi ilungise imigodi yamanzi efileyo enyama yendlovu. Kulandela ukuqhamuka kwesihudo kobulawayo, uhulumende usebumbe iqula elihlola ngalo umkhuhlane kobulawayo kanye lokusungula indawo ezine edolobheni zokwelapha isihudo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo, ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 medium wave 4930 7270 la ku 9885 kilohertz ku short wave ekuseni kusukusela ngo 6 kusiya ngo 7 kuthi ke ntambama kusukusela ngo 7 kusiya ngo 9 pm sitholakala ku 909 medium wave la ku 4930 6040 la ku 15460 kilohertz ku short wave.
Amabhizimusi amaningi aqhubeka engemukeli imali yohlobo lwama-bond notes lanxa uhulumende esithi limali lokhu isebenza. Lokhu sokubangele ukubana abenhlanganiso yabachola amabele eye-Grain Millers Association bagcine besithi abasoze basebenze labezitolo abangafuni ukwamukela ama-bond notes. Uhulumende uthi ngokuya kwesikhathi ama-bond notes azasuswa kusale alotshwe Zimbabwe dollar. Ingcwethi ecubungula ezenotho uMnumzana Angliston Sibanda uthi uZulu kasamthembi uhulumende yikho engasela qiniso ngama bond note.
Okwenzakalayo ukuthi abantu baku panic mode njalo exchange rate le ukuthi ibond note lihambela o kwenziwa i-auction kwenze kwawisa ivalue yemali. So abantu sebesesaba ukuthi uyasala uthwele amaphepha ungabona, so yikho kwenza abantu bangasathembi imali le, akusela akula confidence, abala confidence kumali le eZimbabwe. So kutsho ukuthi nje khona kana ukukhulunywa nguminister of finance ukuthi ibond note kale hambe ngoba li bad money that drives away out good money. So yikho kwenzakala abantu abasalifuni ibond note, kanti njalo futhi ungalithwala uyabuthwela umquba ongala value, uyazithola uthwele isikhwama usindwa kodwa imali yangkhona ingathengi lutho, ingathengi lona ichukela.
Yona imali emabhanga itholakala njani? Itholakala lula na kumbe kulokho kufana?
Eqinisweni imali ayitholakali. Ngibona abantu belayinile, ubone umuntu ephumethwele i-500 bond, i-200 bond engathengi lutho nje, i-200 bond ithengi 2 kg yeshukela kuphela. So yikho abantu ababekulayinela. Kati kahle ikukhanya ngani nje abantu okuzama ukuthi kugqugquzelwe abantu ukuthi basebenzise i-digital money. Ngoba i-hard cash ivele yona iyinkinga, iyahlupha kayitholakali. Manje abantu bakutshela ukuthi bona emchoveni bagada ngayo kumazubukho lawa bagada ngayo naleyo imali i-hard currency. Kanti njalo nje abaningi nje abethu asasebenzisi vele, la ngisakhumbula ukuthi ngakancana nini kuyela ine-banking dingi cash. Kodwa-ke kuluhlupho ebantwini abadala lebantwini abasemakhaya. Kanti njalo futhi into ziyasuka zidule nxa uzithenga nge-digital money yaleyo i-cocash lokuswayipha, uzathola ukuthi intengo yakhona kayifanani, kuyasuka kudule. Bese kufosa ukuthi abantu batshone belayini le mabhenki bedinga imali yangkhona engekhoyo.
Umnumzana Angliston Sibanda yingcwethi ecubungula ezomnotho ubekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande we-Studio 7 ekoBulawayo. Uhlelo Woza Friday liviki silomculi wakoBulawayo ocula umdumo ocelekileyo wengoma zokholo unokufeza Vuyo Lethu Ngwenya, yena ke odume ngegama lokuthi Vuyo Brown. Asizweni lapha ixoxa lomsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Jesus Banda.
Ukhuluma ngabaculi bomdumo wengoma zokholo abadumileyo koBulawayo, igama lokuthi Vuyo Brown alisolakali nguye ke esikwethiselayo ke namhlanje.
Igama lami nguVuyo Brown, stage name, ibizo lami nginokufeza Vuyo Lethu Ngwenya, ngaphakathi ngine-14 Mhlabele Church, and of course the school at Dominican Convent koBulawayo. Professionally ngasengqalisa 2014 kwangena khona professionally to start ukwenza into zokucula. First single yami ngarelease ngo-2016.
Wakuthanda esemncane uVuyo Brown ecula esikolo lapha ekhuthazwa ukuthi anamathelane lamabhuku ngabazali bakhe.
Bona abazali bami ngama-academics, umfundisi wami wangikhuthaza ukuthi this is something you can do professionally. So yikho kwangiphusha ukuthi ngikase ukwenza. Inspired me and people engangibabona whose music I would love and just listen to their stories and hear ukuthi bona bafika njani khonaphana. Inspired me as well. Producer wami was Percy Mativenga by Nguyen Sebenzalayo. Besides a band yami that I just do in Sebenzalayo kuma shows.
Nanxa waqala ukucula ezingeni eliphezulu ngomnyaka 2016, ucindezele idlade lakhe elitsha eminyakeni emibili edlulileyo uVuyo.
I-first album yamngakhipha 2018, Graceful Field. And yenza kuhle sibili according to ufuna kwami. ngafaka ama genres achiyeneyo giyo and lama languages achiyeneyo, so abantu, you know, babethatha abakuthandayo, so everyone had a song ababeyithanda from it.
Ngifuna wena, ngidinga wena.
And it did well nationwide. It even played out of the country, and I was really happy now. Kokonoko.
Umculo kaVuyo uyatholakala kule Zimbabwe langaphandle kwelizwe.
Graceful Field ECD itholakala at Gallery Kumculo Khona, and also a video ezi 9th Avenue and Robert Mugabe Way. You can also purchase the music yangkhona ama online stores wonke. Vuyo Brown, Graceful Field, Tulawazi, The Praise Song, yatholakala khona pana. If you just type Vuyo Brown, so tholakala.
Akubatsheleke ukuthi bengaxhumana nawe njani ungakahambi mangwenya.
Ngiyabonga ezomhlabeleli for support and ukuthenga imusic. Resolo Tulawazi is showing on YouTube gathesi. It's showing on different channels. It's being heard kuma radios. Izinjalo zenjabulisa kakhulu ngoba, you know, siyasebenza. Social media handles are me Facebook, I'm Vuyo Brown ZW, Twitter Vuyo Brown ZW, Instagram Vuyo Brown ZW. He died for you. He'll never
leave you. He cares for you. Yiwo umculo othoba inhliziyo, umculo wengoma ezithintayo ezokholo, okuwumculo ophekwe kamnandi nguVuyo Brown. Besikwetiselayeke namhlanje kuhlelo woza Woza Friday impela sonto emnandi kini lonke igama lami ngu-Ezra Jesus Banda.
Isikhathi asavuma ukuba siqhubekele phambili kodwa singekehlukani kuthi isikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Inani lasebefunyanwe bele coronavirus eZimbabwe Seliqonge laya kwabangamakhulu edlula amahlanu lengxenye 551 emhlabeni jikelele sebeyizigidi phose ezilishumi 9.7 million. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Olivalelisayo nguPraxedes Jeremiah ngisithi libe lempela sonto elichukela. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.